Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
This is Spock. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neutrolyx, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. Welcome to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. Guys, this is a great night. I want your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. And let's start off giving a shout out to Mobile Monogramming on Government Street at Lakeside. I am wearing my new Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile logo shirt. The Mad Hatter sees it. What do you think?
It's very nice.
Yeah,
it's a very
nice
shirt.
They do very good work there. I recommend this. Is not a paid advertisement. I paid for this shirt, but they did an excellent job on it. Even Bob at Neutrolyx approved of it.
Give them a referral.
I'm giving them a referral. They do great work there. Let's take a moment to remember and give a rest in peace to George Callahan. He's the father of my very good friend, Greg Callahan, who owned ABC Science for years. He passed away yesterday. He was very active in the state Senate. Did a lot of great work for Mobile. Just pray for the family, and if you can, get by and give them a hug. Happy anniversary to Chris and Sage Moy. Happy birthday to Mackenzie Davis, Joey Goff. My man said ain't no bon on no. And congratulations to Tyler and Emily Mills. They got married this past weekend. Happy birthday to Johnny Thornton over at the county. And Chief Lawrence Batiste, he celebrated a birthday. And my good friend Horace Hojack Jackson. Happy birthday also to Greg Looney. So I want to share something with you guys about my 311 experience. It's 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, they came through my subdivision and paved the streets. Well, where I live, they paved the streets and left like a 2-inch ridge above street level. And as a result, my driveway no longer drains water. They built the lip up over it so the water, once it levels, it remains in my driveway and it takes it 2 or 3 weeks to dry out. So I contacted 311 twice saying, look, the guys that came through and paved the street, they paved above my driveway level and now the water doesn't drain from my yard or from my driveway. And 311 stated, responded, you have to take that up with the contractor. And I shouldn't have to. The city hired the contractor. A tax-paying member of the city says that the water no longer drains from my driveway or my yard because they built this 2-inch lip. And this is the frustration I have with government. Any government, all government that's supposed to be for the people. Just come break it up or whatever you have to do so my driveway drains, and I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to contact the contractor. The city hired the contractor, and they should say, listen, we paid you. This person's yard isn't draining. Address that. When this government no longer works for or represents the people, that's when the people should become angry and demand a change in government. You know, Mad Hatter, I stay away from politics on the show. I don't endorse anybody. I don't back anybody.
Right.
But I will back what is right for us as taxpayers. And I could go on with the field dirt for whatever reason. Once they put the 2-inch lip on the above the street level, they also came in with field dirt, which they must have gotten from some swampland because it brought in a bunch of weeds that began growing that weren't there before. And it's just shoddy. They didn't grade the road. They didn't they just paved over a sinkhole we had at the end of the street. So I guess in a couple of years it'll be sinking again. But these are the frustrations we taxpayers have when we aren't delivered what we deserve. Not because we pay taxes, because we live there. Great, the road is smooth, but my yard is constantly filled with water for 2 weeks after it rains. And even after it dries, I still have mud and silt in my driveway. So that is wrong, in my opinion, and I'm disappointed by the response of 311. That's all. If you guys have an experience or have something to say about that, call in 251-343-0106. But I also want to say something about Smith Industrial Services. This is not a paid advertising, but Brandy Blankenship there said, JY, if you know anyone that needs a job, come see us at Smith Industrial Services. So if you have some overgrown child that doesn't know what they want to do or a deadbeat old man, call Cindy Blankenship at 251-471-4315. 251-471-4315. This is not a paid advertisement. This is a job. They're employers seeking employees. And Port City Patriots, we're in this city together. We have to share it together. That's why I talk about the small businesses where I've gone, and they've given me excellent service. So you too will go there and support other Port City Patriots. Tonight's topic is the three-pronged attack on how to decrease crime. I had this idea, but Scroggy Baby, John Scroggins and I were talking last week about it. If you guys remember Magnum P.I., he would call him Higgy Baby, so I'll call him Scroggy Baby. And we were talking about this, about what is the true solution or what is the true remedy to decrease crime? Because you will always have crime, but how do we decrease violent crime? And he and I talked for several minutes, and we came up with, and I always say the names of the people I talk to, because I don't want you guys to think that while I am brilliant, I'm not the only brilliant person. I'm not the only brilliant person in Mobile. So we got 3 minutes to the break, and we'll get to that when we come out of the break. I have to say thank you to Jeff and Angela Schatzman. We had dinner last week. They're a big-time supporter. I couldn't do without them. We had dinner at Nixon's. The food was pretty good, but, man, just hanging out with them for a couple hours was even better. I'm sorry I had to split because I'm an early bird. But I had lunch with my brothers and my sister today, Marcus, Michael, and Alicia, and family is so important. It is the bedrock of what makes strong communities. We went and talked to my father. He's out of hospital. Thank you guys for your prayers. He's home. He's 91, and just sharing with him, telling him what he meant to me, telling him how he's influenced my life. Port City Patriots, while you got them, let them know what they mean to you. Let them know the influence they've had on you. They worry so much as they get into their older years that have they done enough? Did I teach the right things? Was I too hard? Did I miss something? Did I leave something out? That they truly believe that. They truly think about that, and they worry about us as they get closer and closer to the true and living God calling them home. They wonder if they've done enough and left us with instruction. Well, we reassured Johnny Mac today that he had. We reassured him. The leader of the band is dying, and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through the instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I am just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I believe that. I told my father if I could be 10% of the man that he has been to me throughout my life, as many times as I tried to self-destruct, he would not allow me. So while you have them, tell them that. And we're coming up on 1 minute to the break. When we get back, we're going to get into the three-pronged attack on how to decrease crime. And there's enough of this for everyone to be offended. So I'm not choosing a side, Mad Hatter. Everybody's going to get it,
awesome.
including the police department. And if no one knows, I'm employed by a local department. I have to be careful what I say out of uniform because it might get me out of uniform. But it will never be because I lied or did not tell something that's true. Just come back, listen to the show, call up. Oh, I forgot to say good night, Mad Hatter. Good night. Kyrie, good night. Cairo, good night. Tatum, good night, Ariel. You guys go to bed now. It's time for Grove folks to talk. And if I'm leaving anybody out to say goodnight to, you guys text in at 251-343-0106. Melly Mel, Melvin, the Pelvis, Jones, if you're listening, just give me a thumbs up in the chat. We'll be right back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Thank you, guys. We're back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am your host, Mr. Mobile. I'm rocking my brand new Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile shirt, and it looks dime a dandy.
Yes.
The guys at Eddie's Pawn Shop, Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn on 266 East I-65 Service Road would be proud of this shirt. Yep. That their sponsorship dollars have paid for. 251-479-4653 Gold. Go see Ed. Sandra Braxton loves having his beard rubbed. JJ loves giving hugs. Dean, Carson, and Emma, they're all funny. They'll be more than happy to help you if you sell Mr. Mobile. Sent you Juanita, Becky, and Dolly are there. They sell everything there besides life. I've bought many things from them, power tools, TV, guns, jewelry, et cetera, et cetera. They even sell bric-a-brac. So go see them on 266 East I-65 Service Road. That's in Crichton, if you don't know. And then I have to give a shout-out from Youth Outreach, Youth Reach Gulf Coast. It's a Christ-centered residential home for young men aged 18 to 22 in Summerdale, Alabama. They have an 81-acre campus where they offer year-long minimum full-service opportunity at no cost to the men and their families. At YRGC, young men and staff live together, work together, and enjoy life together. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents to learn hope and be restored and have a feeling of belonging. It is voluntary, but YRGC does work with the court system. Through the year, the men receive biblical teaching, counseling, valuable life skills, and tools for healthy habit and character building. Please visit the website at yrgc.org. Craig Jennings put me in contact with them. And I've said before, poor City Patriots, that the people that sponsor my show don't need my sponsorship. They are well-established, making billions and billions of dollars already. They do it because they believe in our message. And I am flattered that they think enough of me to do that. Nazaree Full Gospel Church, Jeff Shastman, those guys believe in the message and they keep me on the air. I'm not a millionaire yet, Mad Hatter. I thought I would be rolling in dough being on air. But that's not the case. And believe me, Celeste wants her money every month on the 13th. So
absolutely. Don't so let her down.
Don't you let that beautiful smile fool you. She's about her money. She loan sharks could learn something from her. But you said we had two texts that we want to read, and then we'll get into our topic.
We have three now.
Three texts.
Okay, it says, Mob Dog says, have you ever dealt with Mobile Area Water and Sewer? And Keith from Agricola says, evening, John. I'm so happy I caught you. People are drawn to the truth. And Sean Sullivan says,
what?
Action beautiful. Man. Oh, yeah. Beautiful shout out to your father. I miss mine every day.
And that's why you got to love him while you got him.
Same here.
Thank you, Mob Dog. Yeah, you just told me Mad Hatter lost his father in January.
January of 2020. January the 3rd.
And you never stop thinking about him, do you?
Never.
Drew lost his father, I think, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and he says every day he thinks about him. And that's how I feel about my father.
Absolutely.
My sadness is that I didn't, not that he'll be gone, but I didn't listen to him more often.
Yeah.
I should have taken his advice, but he doesn't hold it against me. He's a wonderful man. Three-pronged attack, how to decrease crime. It's just simple. It's the police, it is court, and it is culture. And the past, it can be described as past, present, and future. The court deals with a person's past. Have you been to jail before? How many crimes are you out on bond? And we want a court that holds criminals, especially since we're talking about violent crime, violent criminals accountable. They should not receive bonds. Craig Jennings is always saying, what are the history of how the judges' verdicts and who do they give bonds to? So the court is the past. The police are the present because police respond in real time to crimes. But the police department should be allowed to do their job with the support of the future. And the future is the culture or the citizens or the people, the communities. The communities have to promote within their homes education, family education, employment, and discipline, and then teach their children to respect the authority of the police, and that way they stay out of the court system. And that is the we have to have that triune to decrease crime. They are all deep, separate but equal.
Yes.
Because if one of them lacks, if the police aren't pursuing violent criminals to get them off the street, let's remember now, if there's a cop listening, tell me, what is it, 5 to 7% who commits 90% of our violent crime? Then if we sequester that 5% in jail and the courts don't give them bond and don't give them bond on a murder to let them out and commit another murder, or don't sentence them to 20 years to serve, 10 to split, 5 on probation, credit for time served, and the 2 years they spent waiting for trial, they get out of jail. And then the families and the cultures got to stop promoting violent cultures as a norm. We have to stop making excuses for violent, uncivilized behavior. So those are the three things that we need to have. And we have to have a tough approach to it, because the violent criminals aren't going to back up. This is what you get with brute beasts. When you back up, they take that ground and they don't give it back.
Right.
When you give him a bond for murder, there are no consequences to his action. When he is celebrated for going to jail, there is no consequence to his action. When police are ostracized and told how brutal and barbaric they are to people pointing guns at police and shooting one another, then you have a force that the people begin to pull back, because no one wants to be embarrassed and canceled. So the past is the courts. We have to elect judges, municipal and district courts, that are going to be not just speak tough on crime, but be tough on crime. No bond for murderers. I don't care if they're sleeping 4 to a bunk in Metro Jail. There should be no bond for murder or violent shooting intos. I remember that a state legislator recommended that shooting intos become a Class A felony with no bond, and was railed against and belittled. But how else do we keep these violent, uncivilized brute beasts out from amongst us? And they aren't just satisfied with being around other violent brute beasts, because most of them are cowards. They have to go where the lambs are. They have to go where they can feel they can commit their crimes and get away with it. Mm-hmm. So we should only elect judges, and I don't know how we can find how they voted on verdicts. I don't know how we can discover who they gave bond to, but we have to. Our prosecutors must stop making plea deals. They must become more active in putting people in jail and leaving them in jail. We can't look at just clearance rates. That, because if you look at it, we had a 95% conviction rate. But did you plead a murder charge down to manslaughter, or a robbery first with violence down to a theft charge?
Sentencing.
They have to be willing to put in the work and go to trial. Yes, it's hard work, but it's required to have a civilized society and do your part. The witnesses have to cooperate with the court. They have to show up and say, that's who did it. Not just call in and say, oh, somebody's walking down the street. Go out onto your front porch and say, that's who did it. Clearance rate is judges have to live in their districts also. If you are a district judge, or if you are any judge in the city of Mobile, you should be required to live here with us. Because now, just like elected officials, they should have to be required, because now you have a vested interest in what goes on in the city.
Yep.
Right? Because I'm interested in what happens in Mobile. You know, I was hanging out with
your neighborhood.
I was hanging out with Street Jesus last weekend. You know, we're hanging out last weekend downtown. My godbrother DJ October had the Mob Fest. So we have to be more involved in that. We should demand that. If politicians have to live there, everyone should have to live there. And the president is law enforcement. Enforce laws where crimes are committed, and don't commit crimes if you don't want the police coming after you. It's just that simple. They're not above the law, nor are they beneath the law, and they ask no man's permission to enforce law. So allow them to pursue criminals. And when we, when police have contact with violent criminals, don't be surprised when violence occurs. Don't point guns at police. Don't fight police. Don't jump in their face and scream and yell at them. Just go to jail and get out. You know, demand a well-trained physical and mental police force. People ask for police officers to be something that no human can be, and that means not responsive. But if you train and you have mental conditioning and physical conditioning, then the confidence that that officer shows will help de-escalate. Make sure that police know law by through training and know when to apply it. You can emphasize empathy and understanding, but at the same time, just because you're poor or came from a single-parent home doesn't mean we have to overlook your bad behavior. And we're not going to. They are not going to because you're violating law. I'm Mr. Mobile tonight. I'm not speaking from a position where I work. And strong representation, we should want our police to be professional and look like they know what they're doing. That way, when the police arrive on scene, their presence is the first deterrence of any behavior. Learning how to communicate. And that doesn't mean I'm going to go out here and pop and lock it at Mardi Gras and try to do splits and stuff during Mardi Gras, because that's not, you know, that's not every cop's thing. But when I meet you, I say, sir and ma'am, and I'm polite and professional to you. That way, when I have to pick you up and throw you down, you know it's not personal. We'll be right back after the break. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Thank you, Newdrawlics, for sponsoring me. I can't say enough about you guys. We'll be right back after 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Thank you. Welcome back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm your host, Mr. Mobile. And I'm just crazy about this shirt. It looks so good. Mobile Monogramming did a great job.
No, they did it.
Yeah, did a wonderful job on it. I also have a suit that I have to have tailored. And I'll have an official Mr. Mobile outfit. Bob says, I'm here. Good segment. Thank you, Bob Slaughter and Newdrawlics. I couldn't do it without you guys. I haven't gotten usually Bro Young sends me a message. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably eating beans and greens and potatoes and tomatoes. But we left off talking about the present portion of our three-pronged decrease in crime, which is law enforcement. And I can be we have to be honest about it. And the courts must stop granting bonds to violent criminals, even if it means crowding a jail. Because what about the victim? We forget about the victim so often, and we call justice for an offender, but what about justice for the victim? And you can't be selective when you scream for justice. No. Only when a police officer is involved in something do you want justice for this person. But when a drug dealer shoots into a house and kills a 9-year-old girl, where are the screams of justice for?
Right.
Where is this battle by Thai tongue preacher when he's screaming justice for a 13-year-old killed or an 11-year-old killed? And the courts are giving in to them by offering bonds and being nice. But what about these victims? We forget about the victims so often. And even in our desires to know the truth about things, we're willing to protect offenders as opposed to exposing them under the guise, and victims go without justice. You know, we want a police force that pursues violent criminals and targets them. We know who they are, and we go and get them and pick them up and throw them into jail. And unfortunately, sometimes because they are unwilling to answer for what they've done, they might try to inflict upon violence upon the police. Well, that is a bad idea. And we should be willing, if the parents were worth it, if the parents were worth anything, they would say, I know my son was a low down, no good, so and so. So the first part is we must demand from the courts to prosecute criminals. No more plea deals. No more 20 to serve, 10 split with time served, and they're out in 3 years for murder. And then they can commit another murder. No more bond for violent criminals. That means no more bond for assault first or shooting in twos. They sit in jail, and then they go to court, and the prosecutor's offices don't offer plea deals just because to get it out of the way. What about the victim? The victim of a murder is gone forever, and this person only loses 2 or 3 years out of their life in jail as a punishment for taking that person's life. That's wrong. There seems to be this idea. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, there seems to be this idea, this narrative somewhere, that the court systems and the police are in collusion, and they are not. The police don't want violent criminals on the street. You don't want the same guys committing the same shootings, get out on bond for a murder and commit a robbery, or get out on bond for a violent robbery and flee from the police and crash into a house and hurt somebody. That is what we have to get away from, and that's why elections have consequences.
Puts everybody in danger.
Everyone's in danger from this one brute beast. My experience with 311 has put a sour taste in my mouth about government, that my yard is flooding because of this 2-inch rise they put on my driveway, when all I want someone to do is come remove it. So we have to hold those accountable. Yes. That seems reasonable. I'm a taxpayer. But people who don't pay taxes are given far more consideration than those who do. When you talk about things like grants and affordable this or paying for that, that's taxpayer dollars. Let's call it what it is. It's not a grant. It's not affordable. Those are taxpayers' dollars, right? Mm-hmm. And I just don't want my driveway flooding. But some people are being given housing and given things, and it's just wrong. I want accountability from everyone. Which brings us to our third part of the part about decreasing crime. It's culture. The community must go back to 40 or 50 years when family, education, employment, and discipline are important. Susan Stieber at Lamar Science, that got our billboard coming up on the 28th of July at Spring Hill and Moffitt. Thank you so much. We're promoting family, education, employment, and discipline. But we have to promote things that are positive and that lead to positive results.
Yes.
You see all the time on anti-social media where parents are teaching their children to steal and lie, and the parents are violent in front of the children. If you train your child to steal and lie and be violent, eventually they will be confronted by someone with the equal amount of violence they possess, whether it's law enforcement or someone who's just as criminalized as they are. What will happen then? Well, the person with the greater amount of violence wins. You said it a couple of weeks ago, Mad Hatter. I wish that all men would live peaceably together.
Right.
And that's what we want. And how do we live peaceably together? By following rules, by being polite to one another. And that's the part of the future. The culture has to decide. We are no longer tolerating this. We're no longer tolerating loud, violent behavior, obnoxious behavior, and Sunday brunch. We're no longer tolerating violent behavior at video games, at the public places, at where people gather. I don't care how much attention you want. You have to stop glamorizing gangs. You have to stop glamorizing materialism and shoes and clothes and necklaces. If you look at no one watches WNBA, but if you look at the NBA draft, they were all dressed the same. They're all wearing gold necklaces and gold earrings and gold watches. And so these poor kids who are watching them on television decide, well, that's what means being something. Mm. If you see men wearing backwards ball caps and speaking broken English, that's what these kids are saying, and they idolize. And we have to turn our backs on it. We just cannot continue with that if we want to decrease violence. You can't allow your 13-year-olds outside at 1 o'clock in the morning, or 16-year-old downtown Mobile at 1 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Eve, and then scream justice for he was a good boy. No, he should be home. You can't say he's a good boy if he's confronted with the violence he's enacting upon someone, and he loses it, that he's trying to commit a robbery, and he loses that episode. He is not a good boy, and you are not a good parent.
Right.
We have to stop making excuses for violent, disruptive, unruly, uncivilized behavior. And we as a society, in the future part of it, in our culture part of it, in our neighborhood parts of it, must stop making excuses for it. It's just wrong. And so let's say that. Admit if your family member's a low-down, no-good crackhead who died not from police brutality, but he died because he overdosed. Eventually, he would have died anyway. Admit it. Admit if he was a low-down, no-good crackhead that you didn't talk to because of he stole money from you. Admit if he'd been arrested every year of his life from the age of 20 years old. Just say that.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to make him some type of hero. Admit that he was low down and no good. You know something I've done? I've admitted when I was a low down, no good misanthrope, when I had no, before I got resaved.
Yes.
And I take responsibility for any hurt I caused. And that's what we have to do. We have to stop trying to make heroes out of villains. That's the culture part of this solution to decrease crime, is that old folks used to say, boy, you got death on you. That's when grandmothers knew how to pray. They knew how to pray for over you. And grandmothers would say, well, if he's in jail, at least I know where he is. But now grandmothers are only 20 years, 30 years older than their grandchild. The mom, the kid is 15, the mother's 30, grandmama's 45, and everyone's lying. Everyone's sticking up for it. You have to take responsibility for that. And we have to leave some trashy people behind. Some people just cannot conform to society, right?
Yeah, you know, what was the saying? Let me show you your friends and I'll show you your future.
Right. Let me show you your enemies and I'll show you your character. Let me
there
show you. Right. Yeah, I'll show you. If people dislike you and you're telling truth, I think one of our texters said that, you know, the truth is drawing people. So, do we have new texters? You like?
Got one new text here. Let's see. Mob Dog. The person who shot me was first charged with attempted murder. When he appeared in front of the jury, his lawyer looked at them and said, "Do you think a brother would try to kill his brother?" The jury believed it, and the charge was dropped to assault first. Of course, he tried to kill me. He pulled the AR rifle on me and shot me. I think the judicial system is kind of wrong, and I think that plays a part. That was Mob Dog.
Mob Dog, you're absolutely right, and that's why we must elect people who don't just talk tough, but who are tough, right?
Yes.
And so those are the three areas how we decrease crime. We're coming up on our last break, but I want all of you Port City Patriots to pay attention to what's being said, who's saying it, and what's being done and who's doing it, but also pay attention to who's not saying something and who's not doing something. If we are truly interested in decreasing crime, then these are the three things we're willing to address. Honestly, tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, we'll be back after the break. And unfortunately, that'll be my last break. So 251-343-0106, call or text in. Thank you guys. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We're down to our last 10 minutes. The culmination of everything we've talked about so far, Mad Hatter, comes down to, you said it at the break, if you want peace, you have to be at peace with self.
Yes.
So many of our violent offenders are not. Man, I tell you, I have a great family, extended family. I had dinner with my godbrother, Reggie, he's DJ October, and my godbrother Carlos, and you know, godbrothers and godsisters are not just a terminology to the Andrews family. Theodore and Vera took me and Marcus as their godchildren, and we have been a part of their family 54 years, so they still invite us to dinner and having these conversations about what does it really take to decrease crime? What does it really take to decrease violence? And listening to people from their perspectives as counselors and school teachers, and it always comes back to the family. It always comes back to family participation, allowing school teachers to develop their own ideas and how, because they're in the classrooms with kids. But everyone has to take responsibility for their role. We cannot continue expecting someone else to do our part. We can no longer expect schools to teach children discipline and hygiene, something as basic as washing your body and brushing your teeth and deodorant. We can no longer just continue expecting the police department to come up with another program to teach your children how to behave in public or how to interact. We can no longer or should no longer expect the criminal court system to have sympathy because you were raised in this environment or because you didn't have both parents. No, it's tough. It is a tough job, but everyone has to take responsibility for their role. The courts have to say, young man, I'm sorry for the conditions you were raised in, but you killed someone. And while you spend the next 25 years in prison, confess and repent, and right. On that great day, you'll have a second chance. The police departments cannot continue trying to back up from what they know is right. You cannot have a only tough when it's appropriate. No, it's everybody's. If you violate this law, then you have to be pursued and arrested, right? There can't be, we can't continue trying to have dual tiers of justice and enforcement. There's, mm-hmm. like I said last week, there's either truth or lies, right?
Right.
And the families cannot continue acting upon sympathy or it's not my fault, I'm this. Well, when a woman says, I'm a single mother, well, you didn't have to have sex before marriage and you didn't have to do these things. So we have to put responsibility back where it belongs. And then we have to hold each other accountable for our decisions. We can no longer make exceptions to the rule. We can't have a system of justice that's different, that I can be rude and crude and mean to the Mad Hatter, but if he's rude and mean to Mr. Mobile, he's wrong. No, we shouldn't be rude and mean to each other
right. At
all. We shouldn't say mean things to each other. And if I don't want him to say, do unto, remember when we used to say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you?
Yes.
We have to get back to just this baseline. And Port City Patriots, I am only asking you to pay attention to what people do and say and what they don't say and do. If we want to get back, did we get a new message? Well, if we want to get anything that resembles to a decrease in violent crime, these three things must occur. No?
We do. Jason says, we have to start demanding better from our judges on all levels. You nailed it and enjoying the show.
Hey, thank you, Jason. Is that Freaky Jay? Send me a text message if it is. But we have to, and that's what we have to do. This has nothing to do with politics. This has everything to do with good and evil, right and wrong. I want a civilized Port City. And some people aren't prepared to live in a civilized society. So we must sequester them. We must remove them from our society so the rest of us can go to the New Year's Eve moon pie drop. We can go to Bayfest. We can go to the Sanger. We can go to the mall. We can go to the fair. We can go and be whatever civilized people are. We can go to Sunday brunch and sit there and not listen to loud, obnoxious behavior or loud, obnoxious music. Cha-Cha Hogan told me that I got some good talk. That's some good talk. I'm not taking any long-distance call from Cha-Cha, though, bro, young. R&R building, it was on Spring Hill. It's on Moffitt now. It floods due to poor drainage. The R&R building on Spring Hill, it floods now due to poor drainage because they built up the road too much. Now the water doesn't drain to the street where the gutters are. So it isn't just where I live. It's everywhere.
Right.
And I shouldn't have to hold them accountable. I elected people to hold them accountable.
Sure.
We elected representation.
Right.
And not just in election years. We should have representation all the time. So Port City Patriots, whoever you decide to vote for in any election, make sure they are acknowledging what you say and what you need. Make sure they hear you, because our tonight's topic is on decreasing violence. If we don't elect the right judges, then violent people get out. If we don't have the right leadership in law enforcement, then we don't actively pursue crime because we give in to what the social anti-social activists say. Mm-hmm. And if we don't hold family accountable, our schools continue to fail, our communities continue to fail, and we continue breeding violent brute beasts. We have to hold everyone, take responsibility and hold accountable. You know what responsibility is, Mad Hatter? It's nothing more than saying, my bad.
Right. And meaning it.
That's all responsibility is. My bad. Accountability is, hey, Mad Hatter, you need a haircut. Don't really need a haircut. I wish when I get you that hat, you're not going to get a haircut. But that's all it is. Men can hold each other accountable.
Sure
We can say things to each other, and after we finish, all right, bro, you want a beer?
Exactly.
You know, and hold responsibility for, man, my bad, I'm sorry. And we accept it.
And you know what? It's about one more texture says respect has been lost in some people's minds.
It has, because it's been replaced with meaning I can say and do what I want, but you can't. It's not mutual. Respect is given and given.
Right.
You know, my dad used to always say one of the many things he said, right? He would say, I'd rather you respect me than love me. And I didn't understand it as a child, but now I do understand it, because if someone respects you, they won't do certain things. I talked on one of the shows about I love my city, so I won't trash it.
Right.
So anything we respect, we won't abuse and won't misrepresent. I got the peace symbol. That means we're coming down to our last 2 minutes. Every time we're on air, and I say we because I'm here with the Mad Hatter, and without him, it could not happen. Every time I'm on air, Trip Pittman sponsors me, James Gordon, Neudrolics, YRGC, Eddie's Pawn Shop. I couldn't do it with them. So when I'm on, my sponsors already know what I'm about and going to say. But I hope each episode, when you Port City Patriots listen to me and introduce me to other people, that we stay on the message that everyone needs to hear. That is our only purpose here, is to say what needs to be said. And I've been called many names over the past decade, but rarely have I been called a liar. And when I was called a liar, they couldn't back it up with fact. It was emotion. To decrease violence, we have to elect judges that are going to be hard on criminals, allow our police departments to actively pursue criminals, and then put an expectation on the family to not raise criminals, and alleviate the strain or the stress that is put on school systems to replace the family. And let's set a new standard. This is a new one. You big women, stop wearing your bonnets out in public, and stop wearing short pants and mini skirts. That might not decrease violence, but it sure would drop the temperature. We've had a 105 in heat index for a couple of weeks now. And if they just cover up a little bit, I believe the temperature would drop. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I tried every week. I'm sorry. But Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, it's been 2 months. I'm still on the air. So we'll see you next week if the FCC doesn't have a big woman representative. Remember, the broader the back, the longer the butt crack. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, we'll see you next week. Thank you, guys.